All right, I am so sick of this game that Elon Musk plays where he tries to undermine the government and say that it's useless while behind the scenes trying to rig the government in his favor. I have a really good example of it here because the Trump admin is beginning to shed Elon Musk's picks. We have breaking news that Trump is dropping a NASA nominee named Jarek Isaacman, who was an Elon Musk pick. The only reason Trump even knew of this guy is because of Elon Musk. He appointed him because of Elon Musk, but now he is dropping him and sort of pushing away any Elon Musk fingerprints on the admin. Elon Musk is not happy about that. Let me walk you guys all through it, but let's start off with this clip of Elon.
Yeah, I mean, I guess part of it is like, depends on where you're coming from. So, you know, I'm like a proponent of smaller government, not bigger government. So now if somebody's a proponent of, you know, more government programs and bigger government, and they see, hey, DOGE is cutting all these government programs, then they'll be fundamentally opposed to that because they just think the government should do more things. That's just a fundamental, I guess, ideological opinion. But my frank opinion of the government is that, like, the government is just like the DMV that got big, okay? So when you say, like, let's have the government do something, you should think, do you want the DMV to do it?
All right, this is an infant's view of the government, and not even Elon Musk believes this because he actively is trying to rig the government in his favor, so he understands what the government does. Maybe, but he does two things here. First of all, he completely strawmans the opinion of people who disagree with him. Strawmanning is when you misrepresent the opinion so it's easy to knock down. He's saying that we just want more government. No. We're okay with pointing out inefficiencies in the government. If you have like a valid inefficiency to point out, then that's fine, but you have to derive it from actual receipts and audits that are externally validated by a committee other than your ketamine-fueled, binged, like, room that probably smelled like trash because it's you and five other young dudes sleeping in mattresses. Literally, they had mattresses. But after the straw man fallacy, he then draws a false dichotomy. He says, either you want smaller government or you want bigger government. He says, if you're mad at me for wanting smaller government, you must want bigger government. That's not even inherently what we're saying. I mean, yes, I would like more social safety nets, but that's not even inherently what we're saying. I'm just mad at the slash and burn illegality of it. And most people would tell you that. Most critics of DOGE would tell you that. But the point here is, Elon Musk is now just kind of annoyed the government is not working in his favor because Trump is beginning to slash his nominees. Read this. Quote, prior associations appear to cost billionaire the chance to be NASA administrator. As U.S. president says, new nominee will be mission aligned. Here's the interesting piece. There's a lot interesting about it, but let's just back up because this is the unraveling of a quite fragile alliance. Elon Musk has had a terrible week. Over the past week, Elon Musk has essentially been demeaned by the board executives of his companies for tanking the reputation of Tesla and NASA and SpaceX. He then got kicked out of the Trump administration, and then while he was doing his goodbye speech, he got exposed for drug use and appeared with a visible black eye on the right side. And then during this Oval Office address, he was forced to grovel next to a man whose $5.3 trillion spending bill he had publicly trashed 2 days prior. Now, don't get me wrong, Elon has also benefited a lot from this admin, but reputation is something that doesn't really go away. I'm not sure Musk fully understood what he was getting into reputation-wise when he decided to attach himself to the MAGA train. I don't think he fully understood that many of his EV sales came from non-MAGA people. But now, this all culminates with Trump openly axing and trashing Musk's allies one by one. So Jared Isaacman is the guy's name. The White House has withdrawn its nominee for NASA administrator, abruptly yanking a close ally of Elon Musk from consideration to lead the space agency. Really quickly, if you made it this far in the video, I just want to give a quick moment of gratitude. Thank you for watching these videos, and you're about to watch, I hope, on this channel, something amazing. We're going to be building a lean, mean media machine that can push back against MAGA media. Fox News, Charlie Kirk, they better watch out because we're going to have an array of voices that can relentlessly attack the MAGA lies and push back with facts. We're going to have volume, speed. It's going to be funny. It's going to be fun, and you guys can join. So if you want to become a subscriber like this person, you've earned my sub, Adam. Keep telling the truth. Scroll down. Click subscribe. We're launching very, very soon. Okay, but to continue with the story. Donald Trump said he would announce a new candidate soon. Quote, after a review of prior associations, I am hereby withdrawing the nomination of Jared Isaacman. Trump then said it's because Isaacman had voted to Democrats in the past and he had just figured that out. But here's the odd part. Immediately, people came out and there was a report that said Trump is said to have known about NASA nominees' donations before picking him. President Trump withdrew his nomination of Jared Isaacman, an ally of Elon Musk, and he cited because Isaacman made donations to Democrats. That was his cited reason. But people with knowledge of the events immediately said Mr. Isaacman had disclosed the contributions beforehand. Why is this important? Well, because obviously Trump is lying like he always does, but what's he trying to cover up? He's lying about the reason that he decided to remove Jared Isaacman. It seems like the real reason is because he doesn't want Elon Musk's fingerprints all over the administration. Elon Musk is somebody who is intentionally trying as hard as he can to stick his claws in every place of the government while going out in public and trashing the government, saying it's like the DMV. He's lying through his teeth when Elon Musk says the government is inefficient. Can I remind you all, Elon Musk wouldn't be where he is today without massive government support and subsidies that helped fund Tesla, subsidies that Tesla still survives off of. SpaceX gets billions in federal contracts. You can look this up. Elon Musk is actively trying to get federal contracts for SpaceX because he understands that the government is important. Starlink was practically gifted a monopoly in certain war zones because the Pentagon decided that the technology was good. The Pentagon decided to put aside any sort of politics during the Biden administration, and they said, this is good technology that we should be using in war zones. So when Elon Musk compares the government to an inefficient DMV that never helps anybody, he's lying. It helps him. And also, his claim about the government being mostly waste is just pure libertarian trash fantasy. There are certain libertarian tenets that we can talk about for sure, but you can't just trash the same government that forged your empire and act like none of the public goods should ever exist in the first place. So going back to Jared Isaacman, who is Elon Musk's handpicked choice to lead the agency. By the way, can we back up and just say it's insane that Elon Musk was able to handpick choices to lead NASA, a competitor to his own apparatus? What was Elon Musk's goal after he had a hand-picked person in NASA? Maybe NASA would tone down their operations in certain sectors where SpaceX is competitive or where Starlink is competitive. It's absolutely wild. So after Elon Musk spent hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars electing Trump, he handpicked Jared Isaacman. Can I remind you, Isaacman himself had spent hundreds of millions of dollars on private space flights with SpaceX and Elon Musk. So if I can just summarize this video with the pipeline that happened here. Jared Isaacman, a rich billionaire, spent hundreds of millions of dollars on Elon Musk packages. Elon Musk then would use this money to get Trump elected and consolidate power and appoint Jared Isaacman in a position of power within NASA. This is all backed up. So Elon Musk is not only getting an amazing return on investment for the money he invested because his business gets to benefit, he also gets to handpick crony executives for NASA and benefit even further. And Trump seems to be done with it. Trump no longer wants any part of the corruption, at least as far as Elon Musk goes. We'll see where it goes from here. Again, if you appreciate the work I do, make sure you drop a like, subscribe one more time, comment of the day, you earn my sub, keep telling the truth. If you subscribe and like the video, it helps boost our project. Love you all and peace out.